Stick with us. We'll take your calls just a few moments away at 800-859-0WJR. So Donald Trump's campaign is suing Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, alleging that her initiative to allow voter registration at various government offices violates state and federal laws and undermines election integrity, Kevin. And this is just another lawsuit. It's part of Trump's broader effort to address concerns about election security and election integrity.
Yeah, specifically the Small Business Administration and Veterans Affairs. The complaint argues that Whitmer exceeded her authority by designating these federal offices as voter registration agencies, a power that the lawsuit claims is reserved strictly for the legislature. Let's bring in Todd Flood of Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Is this something we've seen before in other places? Is this a first? What are we looking at here?
Well, actually, I think in our area, in our jurisdiction, it's a first. And candidly, they're saying that she exceeded her authority by time. She didn't do this within the right time allotment, and therefore she's barred from it. And the legislation is the one that has the power and authority to do so. She would have had that during a certain period, but that's been basically gone because of the dates for when she had to do it.
Does it look like the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee have a solid case here?
It does, to the extent that the authority rests within the legislature. Although the executive branch had the authority, but had to do it within a certain purview, a certain time frame. So I can see if someone reads this with the statute and strict scrutiny that would have to, she'd have to lay out, this is why we're doing it. This is why it's an exception and needed. And I don't see necessarily how that wins. And how that argument on her behalf wins, but a court's going to decide. My thought process is that it is potentially a legitimate suit. Now, on the other side of the coin, the equity of this argument doesn't necessarily make sense, because we want as many legitimate registered voters to have access to voting. And we want, Veterans Affairs or the VA locations for people that are legitimate. But here, I think it's a tough road to hoe on behalf of the state to do this. And I think that this I just read the whole lawsuit, has a legitimate chance of succeeding.
Yeah, I think what their argument, and correct me if I'm wrong here, at least their concern is that by Whitmer doing this and Jocelyn Benson, who are very staunch Democrats, that what they're actually doing is trying to influence the outcome of the election by setting up these registration ports in areas where might favor Democrats. Do you think that is a legitimate argument in this case?
Well, that's politics. And is that something that gerrymandering to the extent that you can to set this up over here where you get more registered voters in one camp as opposed to another camp? Is that something demographically that they can prove potentially? I think it's not that. The bigger argument here is, what is the law? What does the statute say? And is there a violation of that statute? Does she have the authority to do so? If she did have the authority, why doesn't she have it now? I think those are the questions, and it looks as a strict scrutiny. If someone reads the literal language of this, there's a timing element to this that had to be done at a certain time. If that's not the case, Governor Whitmer, she wins. If it is the case, Trump wins. I think Trump has a legitimate, his camp has a legitimate question as it relates to how this is being done. Is it done in a proper way as it relates to the statute and her authority to be able to do this?
What about this? I mean, if it's proven somehow, and I don't know how they would prove this, but if they did prove somehow that Whitmer did this for political reasons while she's serving as governor, on state property, not in campaign mode, how would that impact this case? And would that be a violation of state law?
So, no, I don't think there is a if someone proved through discovery, depositions and the like, that, hey, listen, this was for political gain. She was using her office for political gain, as opposed to, serving the interest of, the government or the people. I don't think there is going to be a criminal statute that can, come down on her. Does that prove well for, her political career? No. But that Tom, here's the bigger question. Does it even get that far? Because this is going to be a case where motions will be filed quickly because they have to be, because the voting process has started right now. So I doubt very seriously you'd ever see a deposition in this case. You're going to see a judge make a ruling on the law to see if this case has enough to get to a trier of fact. This is more about estoppel, making this stop before it ever gets to the place of allowing this to happen.
I don't know about small business owners, but when it comes to veterans, I certainly like the idea of reducing barriers for veterans to sign up and get registered to vote. I wonder if this and I also don't have any reason to think veterans would vote Democrat over Republican necessarily. I just don't see the politics
doesn't,
there.
Doesn't look that way.
Yeah. So I guess what it comes or my concern would be is are they assisting veterans in voting, and is the assistance of veterans in voting part of this lawsuit at all?
So they kind of conflate issues in the lawsuit talk about in one breath of trying to gerrymander or get in certain places without the proper protections and violating the statute for who has the ability to do this, and another place that they gloss over, but it is definitely to your point. I'm in favor of making sure everybody that is eligible and registered to vote has access to vote and makes it convenient. Can you imagine a veteran? I've been in veterans court too many times to count, and you have someone that's an amputee or someone that needs special driving or the like, or can't is not mobile or ambulatory, and they need assistance. And here you have it within a veterans community, where it's a hospital or at a location that is close to them. Those equity arguments seem to make just common sense, right? It just dictates common sense. But that is glossed over. Here the argument more is about this violation of a statute and what the legislative authority gave to the executive branch.
Right. It comes down to, they're saying that Whitmer made these unilateral decisions to expand voter registration without the legislative oversight, which is the proper channel to do that. Do you think it will ever go down that route, that it will be brought up in the legislature and then this will be allowed that way?
If I was a politician, I would make it happen. I would want my veterans to vote. I'd want anybody that is an honest registered voter,
yes,
to be able to have that access to vote.
Yeah, we all
whatever
agree
the
that.
Case may be. Yeah. So it would I ever see it if I was in that place or in the position of authority to campaign for that? Yeah, of course. I'd want to.
I present it as we are filing this lawsuit because we don't want a governor exceeding their authority. But we're gonna change the rules so that this takes place anyway, but not because a governor was allowed to exceed their authority.
But just it's not just VA offices, right? This is
small
more than,
business association as well.
Right.
Small business. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know that they would be Democratic over Republican either.
No, I don't know. But I think it's just the premise of that it was, the precedent, I should say, this was said. Appreciate it very much. As always, Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Thanks for your time, Todd.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you do the same thing. Your calls are next. It's 800-859-0WJR.